Jimmy watched his father stumble ahead of him, the old fuck looking like he'd crumble and turn into a puddle of himself any second. And he hated Sean. He hated Sean, and he'd been dumb to think they could have been friends, and he knew he'd hold on to this glove for the rest of his life, take care of it, never show it to anyone. And he'd never not once use the goddamn thing. He'd die before that happened. Jimmy looked at the flats spread out before him as he and the old man walked under the deep shade of the L tracks and neared the place where Crescent bottomed out, and the freight trains rumbled past the old ratty drive-in and the penitentiary channel beyond. And he knew, deep, deep in his chest, that they'd never see Dave Boyle again. Where Jimmy lived, on Rester, they stole things all the time. Jimmy had had his big wheel stolen when he was 4, his bike when he was 8. The old man had lost a car. And his mother had started hanging clothes inside to dry after so many had been ripped off the line in the backyard. You felt different when something was stolen, as opposed to simply misplaced. You felt it in your chest, that it was never coming back. That's how he felt about Dave. Maybe Sean right now was feeling that way about his baseball glove, standing over the empty space on the floor where it had been, knowing beyond logic that it was never, ever coming back. Too bad, too, because Jimmy had liked Dave, although he couldn't put his finger on why most times. Just something about the kid. Maybe the way he'd always been there, even if half the time you didn't notice him.